Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Yeah, yeah. Happy hour. Happy hour. Except now with no alcohol. Why? Because Mr. President is here. Mm-hmm. Future President Ben Glebe, who is literally is running for president, is here. Hail to the chief, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. He's in a suit. We're sober. It's in the middle of the day.
Right? Hail to the no-no.
We are so presidenting.
That's right.
Presidential and shit, man. Hi, Ben Glebe.
Hello, Stephanie Miller.
Okay, we found you because of Chris LaVoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's the truth. We're doing the happy hour again, A, because you're going to be president, and B, yep, because last time it was behind the paywall, and it consisted of you and I drunkenly doing Donald Trump impressions to each other for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I do to fall asleep. That's how I lull myself to sleep. I'm very tired. I can't wait to ruin everything again in the morning. Bye-bye.
That does slow you down. That does slow everything down.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that is what he says before he goes to
sleep. I'm sure.
I think I can do better fucking everything up. Yeah. In the God rest. Dear, God lay me down to sleep.
Dear Underlord, I believe and I pray for the power to make things worse and to be meaner and more of a dick, if possible.
If possible. Okay, he sounds a little Indian there, but okay.
I am Donald Trump.
That would probably piss him off more that he sounds like an Indian than anything else.
It would indeed. That would be great. All the late night hosts should just start doing an Indian accent when they do him, and then do a Mexican accent, anything that just makes him aware that there are other humans in this world.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that are unlike him.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, we have one degree of separation. So Jill Winebanks, who is one of my legal ladies, one of our regulars, she tweeted about how hilarious you are.
Oh, nice.
And retweeted the tape of you decimating a Trump supporter, a heckler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that. I enjoy doing that. And it's one of the reasons why I think I would be a very good president.
Yeah.
Is because I can take down all the haters, and it's one of the major reasons why I think I can help stop Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Is because none of these cautious politicians, I think, have the skills to take down the greatest trash talker in political history.
Yeah.
It's one of the things you got to hand to Trump. He is really, really good at zinging people, and it is effective. People like a funny troll.
He would be good at it if he were actually not even if he were in fourth grade. So, I mean, your jokes actually make sense and are funny.
His followers love it, though.
His followers love it.
They love it.
Explain to me how Sleepy Joe Biden is funny. Just explain it to me.
He's just funny in the way that he keeps wearing... Oh, that nickname?
Yes.
No, that one's not funny.
No.
None of them are funny.
That's also not one of his better nicknames. But also, Joe Biden, you know, I like the man, but every clip you see of him on the news since he announced is just him running up on stage at a rally wearing his Top Gun glasses.
Yeah.
Like he's... Is he trying to run for Homecoming King, or is he running for president? I'm a little confused.
He can rock the aviators.
President
he does
Maverick.
Rock them. Hey, press right. We're going down, Goose.
Actually, he's more President Goose.
Yeah. President Goose.
Yeah.
No, you used the clip of Bill Maher saying that in your announcement video that he said, we need someone who can shred Trump like a stand-up does a heckler, because Trump is a heckler, and to fight him, we need a comedian.
Yeah.
Enter Ben Glebe,
that's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
That's exactly right. We do need a comedian in this race. And important side note to mention, is there a precedent for this, though? I don't know. Could a comedian possibly run a country? A comedian was just elected
Ukraine
president of the Ukraine by a landslide.
Yes.
Zelensky is your case study right there.
Yeah.
And he had no political experience. He just played the president on a TV show. I have political experience. I've been a political commentator for over a decade. I created the telethon for America, damn it. I helped us create the most historic voter turnout that we've had in the history of this country among
you
young people.
You host a show with the name Idiot in it. And
yeah.
Donald Trump is an idiot.
Donald Trump, your idiot, test starts now.
Depending on which cabinet member you talk
idiot
to.
Idiot test available
whether
on Netflix.
An idiot or a fucking moron.
We're both game show hosts, only my game show is about using your brain better and not being an idiot. His is about firing people. That tells you what you need to know about the two personalities.
Very good point.
Right.
Thank you.
Good point.
Thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah, you know.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use. Doesn't require training and is legal in all 50 states. Get your Tiger Lady today by going to TigerLady.com today.
Tiger Lady makes the perfect graduation gift to prepare her for the world ahead. Get Tiger Lady today for safety's sake at TigerLady.com. And for a limited time, get a pack of four at 15% off. Use the code GRAD and save an additional 20% off your entire order. Go to TigerLady.com. That's TigerLady.com. Tiger Lady, the ultimate gift of personal safety for any graduate.
Ben, can I just say I watched your announcement, because you know you go, oh, comedians are running for president. That's fine. You seem serious about this.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, okay.
He's got an FEC filing.
Oh, I mean, beyond an FEC filing, we've been live for about a week and a half, and we have just thousands and thousands of dollars pouring in donations. We have so many people that have been inspired by the campaign. We have hundreds and thousands of tweets of people that saying I'm the only candidate speaking to them, that they think that finally we do need an outside voice. We do need somebody who's outside of the system, who's not a career politician or a multimillionaire, being the only options we take seriously as a candidate.
Yeah.
That is insane. We have volunteers emailing all day long wanting to help the campaign, join the cause. It's been inspiring and amazing and exhausting.
And here's the good news is there is hardly anyone running yet. I'm not sure you're aware. So you've almost got the field
to yourself. I've cornered the market.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's so funny because, of course, there are also some haters or a few haters that have messages and they're like, the field's too crowded. Don't run. I'm like, tell that to the 22 of the same person that are running.
Don't pick the 23rd guy.
Yeah. I'm the only one that's different. I'm the only one that's bringing a different voice. And to people that are skeptical about if a comedian could be a good leader, people turn to comedians for their news forever now because they don't trust mainstream news.
Yeah.
So why would they not turn to a comedian for their leaders when we don't trust our mainstream politicians?
Walter Cronkite anymore.
There is not. That person is John Oliver.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. No, people have said that comedians are leading the resistance. You said that in your launch thing, that because we're the truth tellers. I mean,
exactly
this, it should not be this way. A woman that works in her basement, I should not get on the cover of LA Weekly's The Voice of the Resistance. This is not normal. This is not.
Do you need a woman on your ticket, by the way?
I'm open to it.
There you go. Hi.
Right now I'm deciding between Stephanie Miller and Elizabeth Warren. That's okay.
Listen.
You know what? She has precedent because her dad was a VP candidate.
I know this.
We can save money. I will blank out cold water and put your face in there.
Are you going to put like a wig and lipstick on your dad picture?
Yes. There you go.
Glebe and Miller, it's still a GM situation.
There you go.
A new GM for America. Glebe and Miller.
We've got a campaign slogan.
How do you like that?
There you go. Uh-huh. Jeff Ross said described you as Ben is half Israeli and half pit bull. Which I feel like, and he said
the
that's
dog, what, not well, the not the singer.
Not the singer.
Oh yeah, that's what I assume so. But we need a fighter, I think is what he meant.
100%.
Yeah.
We need a fighter. Yeah. Yes.
Did you do 23andMe? I mean, is it actual half pit bull and half Israeli?
I did the dog DNA test one.
All right.
So it is half pit bull. The Israeli part's up for question.
Okay.
And my mom's Israeli, so we're fighters too. You know
what
I mean?
Absolutely.
We don't take things lying down.
You're required to join the army in Israel.
You are.
Yeah.
You are. That's why I'm, you know.
Remember when we were
that's
drunk?
Why my mom is able to assemble a AR-15 in 5 seconds.
Yeah. You remember our happy hour consisted of drunkenly doing Trump impressions to each other and then having a contest as to whose ex-girlfriends were hotter.
Yep.
Remember that? We were just like back and forth with
our
phones.
I think that was also off the air we were doing that afterwards.
Yeah. Well, because mine was an Israeli tank instructor. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And runway model.
And a runway model in Europe.
You great taste in women.
Right.
It's one of the things
it's
I admire
like
flash about
dance.
You
know, like, right? Dancer welders. It's a thing.
Dancer welders?
Yeah.
It's a
tank instructor, runway model.
Porn, I'm sure that people have found and enjoyed for centuries now.
I say that because we had Michael Norrie from Flashdance on last week.
Oh.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry. I was just having a...
Also, but... Didn't Stormy Daniels star in Operation Desert Stormy?
There you go.
See? You'd hope she did.
No, she did.
She did?
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Okay.
I looked up her oeuvre film.
Oh. Oeuvre.
which is odd for me.
Look, I'm a week and a half in. My campaign's already much more successful than Michael Avenatti's campaign.
This is true. You haven't been indicted.
I've not been indicted. I don't expect any indictments coming my way.
Awesome.
That's the other reason why it's good to have somebody who's not a politician or somebody who's been part of the Richie Lee and entrenched in shady things for a very long time is that comedians are regular people. I don't have all of these. I don't have all these arrangements and relationships I have to protect. I travel to strip malls around the country and perform to either 300 or 27 people.
Right.
Like I'll be doing this weekend in La Jolla.
Yeah.
I still have to do some gigs.
Yeah.
I'm doing very few. 96% of my time is this campaign right now, but I have to do some gigs to make money because if you don't want a politician that's part of the rich elite, he has to earn some money.
Yeah.
Gotta
Ben
earn some
Glebe, I still work strip malls. I like that. Better believe it.
That's,
And casinos in the Palm Springs area.
Yeah, there you go. But you said something that resonated with me, and you said our democracy has been taken from us. Mm. Let's take our democracy back. So, I have to say, remember when we were growing up, they'd say anybody, and truly in America, anyone can be president. And now Donald Trump is, not in a good fucking way, but now in a way you're like, oh, I guess, wow, really? Because I guess that's true.
Anyone can be, but we should have standards.
Right. We don't need more, obviously.
Well, that's the thing is, so the one time we're trying the anybody, it's this billionaire or so-called billionaire who's the most corrupt, immoral, lying, racist, misogynist asshole you've ever seen in power. That's the guy you're going to try as an everyman?
Yeah.
His thing was a con. He pretended to be an everyman. Let's actually try an everyman. Somebody who knows the struggles of real people because he has them, because he knows what it's like to struggle to pay your bills. Not somebody who was given $100 million by their father, and that's his bootstraps pulling up experience.
Yeah.
How does that relate to regular people? It just never makes any sense to me that people keep electing the same exact kind of person, either the very wealthy or career politicians, and then wonder why the wealth and income gap keeps getting wider and wider. How about trying somebody who is one of you? It's supposed to be a government by the people, of the people, and not just for the people, and it's neither of the three right now. So why would you not try that? It's supposed to be a citizen government, and we've gotten so far from that. And so,
well, you make a good point that people always say they want a president that they can see themselves having a beer with. You have actually had beers with tons and tons
hundreds.
Of hundreds. Yeah.
Sometimes fireball shots, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's very popular at the clubs these days.
25 appearances on the drunk hour of the Today Show.
You better believe it.
I'm more fun to drink with Kathy Lee and Hoda, though, aren't I?
Yeah, because you really drink. They have a couple sips here and there, and you're really putting
bullshit.
Them back.
Yeah.
And that's nice about you. You and Chelsea Handler are two of the great drinkers of our time. Two
Thank you.
Female activists. Leaders and love a good drink.
Yeah.
And I think that's beautiful.
Right.
But
that pansy ass TV drinking.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's real alcohol, but they're barely sipping. At the end, Kathy Lee was like, when she left, she's like, I think I only had 4 glasses of wine in all these years. Well, that's not enough.
No,
not
at all.
Not enough.
It's
clearly not enough.
But
Hoda needs more just to deal with her.
I have no comment on that because they're both very nice ladies. They gave me a great opportunity. I'm a politician now, so I have no comment on that.
No, you're very diplomatic now.
I was building to a big crescendo there a second ago.
I need to finish this crescendo.
Thank you. So in this nation, if we truly want change and we truly want to see if indeed it is true that we are a democracy, that we are a government by the people and of the people, then we have to actually try and have a regular person in office. So how do you do it? I don't have the millions of dollars that we've raised.
Yes.
All the other campaigns have raised.
Preach.
We need just 65,000, even $1 donations, and I will qualify for the debate stage. We have just under 3 weeks left to get there. We already have a great start, and we're rolling. But if you go to Glebe2020.com, and give us just $1.
$1.
Or whatever you can afford.
And then call 64,999 of your closest friends.
Or at least call 10 of your friends.
Yes.
And we can qualify. And let's at least get another voice on the debate stage.
Yes.
Let's at least get another voice in our conversation. Yeah. We're a year and a half out from the election. Why is all we want already just to be the same entrenched politicians and super wealthy who have done you wrong forever.
Okay, settle down now. Settle down. Settle.
I yelled a little bit too much at the end.
Settle. It's a little yelly.
But the message
How much
I believe
would you personally donate Crystal Boyd just to have him on the debate stage to turn to Tulsi Gabbard and go,
not you, Tulsi.
Look, Tulsi Gabbard, I met her recently. Nice person. Says aloha way too much to be a president. Yeah. Like, we get it. Aloha means a lot
Mahalo.
Of stuff.
Right.
Mahalo.
You're not going to change the country with aloha. Marianne Williamson. I've attended her talks. I like her.
Yes.
Yes.
You're not going to.
She was here.
She's the only other presidential candidate that has sat in that chair that
really?
You're sitting
yes.
in right now. Yes.
But you are definitely our favorite.
Your foreign policy cannot be love, spreading love.
Right.
And thank you very much for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can't just. Love's a great concept.
Yeah. You can't throw your arms around Putin yeah. and expect no. to yeah. solve everything.
I have to give you credit, Travis. Like, you know, it is awkward when I hit on people, but she was the most awkward person I hit on.
I try to stop
How did
you.
That go?
Ew.
What did
well,
she say?
Said, I said, have you ever taken a little dip in the lady lake? And she said, it wasn't for me. I was like, well, she wasn't doing it right. Just try it again.
Really? Do you want to go
tried.
There?
I mean, she's tried. That's she, open my
well, I was trying yeah. to crack that nut, man.
Be like licking an ice cube.
All right, stop
she's
it.
Probably not the right analogy.
Don't be, just see, don't be, this is what's wrong with our politics, Travis. You're trashing other candidates in front of a candidate.
Hashtag not you, Marianne.
I censor you. You are not one of the trash the other candidates. Candidates.
I mean, I did just kind of make fun of Tulsi Gabbard
yes,
and Marianne Williamson.
And Marianne Williamson, yeah.
But after this,
after
never
After that,
again.
I'm never, and I did no. make fun of Biden's glasses, but other than that, look, all of them would make much, much better candidates than Donald Trump, obviously, and they would lead our country in a much better direction. Any Democrat who wins is the move. I'm just not yeah. convinced at all that any of the people in the race have the skills to beat Trump. That's the most important thing. I believe in many of the same progressive policies all these candidates do, but I don't know that any of them can beat him in a debate. I don't know that any of them have the street fight skills
yeah.
to beat this guy who is yeah. a do-it-all-at-all-cost win dirt fighter.
Now, you made a claim.
And dirt fighter's not even a phrase before.
Right.
I just invented it.
I don't know. Jay Inslee, he's a scrapper.
He's
you made
right.
a claim, however. You know how it is. Like, you know, in this day and age of iPhones, you know, and there's always explosive tape that surfaces at some point in a campaign if mm-hmm. you are the candidate. Mm-hmm. You said that you remain undefeated against
yep.
hecklers.
Yeah.
Is there, if there's, goddammit,
oh, no,
Ben,
never lost
you tell
heckler.
Me now, if there is tape from a Vancouver Yuck Yucks or something
no.
where you lost to a heckler, you better come clean
I've
now.
I've never lost to a heckler.
All right.
Never. I'm undefeated over thousands of shows and hundreds of hecklers. People come at me aggressively. I've had people cry. I've had people scream. I've had people even rush the stage. I've never lost. I had a guy get in my face one time at a show because something I said came up on stage at Laugh Factory in my face, and I verbally harangued him so hard,
yeah.
he just turned around and sat down and was a little sheep the rest of the show. A guy, a tough guy that got in my face. I eviscerated the man. That's what I would do to Donald Trump. And I think, you know, you want to see that in a debate.
Absolutely.
You had a great, I saw the clip you used. The woman's like, I'm talking about Trump. And you just were like, oh, because I thought this was America still. No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the very basis of what our country is. And I got a death threat at the end of that show
yeah.
from another Trump supporter who said, I'm going to get a bullet in the head if I keep talking about the president like that. And I said, that's what has to happen. So be it. I'm not going to back down from the duty of a comedian. It's not just to be silly and funny. It's to speak truth to power
right.
and hold our leaders to account.
Yeah.
And so instead of backing down and shutting up like they wanted me to do, like Trump wants us to do by weaponizing his supporters like that, I decided to go the other way and run for president.
Yeah.
And come directly at him even harder.
Ben, you I did not know this. You are an honors thesis graduate of one of the top universities in the country,
mm-hmm.
as well as being a good drinker.
True and that.
A good, yeah.
There's
yeah,
no scandal to get you into that college, is there?
No scandal. No,
no college admission scandals.
Lori Loughlin tried to bribe me in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
but
you
no
rejected
crew team,
her money.
No crew team involved?
No, I would never pretend to be on the crew team.
Okay.
I had somebody in my sweet freshman year in the dorms that was on the crew team.
Oh, okay.
But legitimately, she had the scabbed hands to prove it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
all been up and up, above board from day one.
Yeah.
And I want the American people to know that.
Okay.
It's right. very important to me that they
okay.
realize
Where did
that.
You go? Where was this?
UC San Diego.
Okay.
University of California at
okay.
San Diego.
It's a solid school.
Where I'm traveling tomorrow.
Okay.
Visiting That's the good. Troops tomorrow at Camp Pendleton.
Nice.
Yeah. You also, you made a good point. You said we need and we deserve systemic change.
Mm-hmm.
I can bring that change because I have nothing to lose.
Yeah. That's, I think,
freedom's
one of the
just another
arguments.
Word for nothing left to lose. You
That's
got
right.
nothing, literally,
That's
nothing
right.
to lose.
Yeah. That's the country song, right?
No. It's,
Oh, okay.
No, that's, Who am I thinking of? Why am I blanking
Freedom's
out?
Just nothing
someone
left
that died
to lose.
Tragically.
Yes, it's the one who
that narrows it down to almost anyone in
yeah.
rock music.
Music. Yeah,
the Rose but, was based on her.
Yes, Janis Joplin.
That's it.
Oh, for God's
oh,
sakes.
Yes, right.
Okay. Right.
But I think that's a very, very important point. Is that everybody running says all these great things, but at this point, once you've been a career politician, it's just an intellectual exercise when you say all the things you want to change systemically, and then you get in power. They're in power now. They have not systemically changed anything.
Right.
They work at the margins. Then they run for office, and for a year and a half, they say, we will create sweeping change, but you've had the chance. You've been in power. You haven't done it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
An outside person, even without direct elected office experience, has a much better chance just because it's different. The definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah.
That's literally the definition. We keep trying that, and we keep saying, why are things not improving? Because you're doing the same damn thing. That is no way to do it.
Hold that thought, Mr. President. It's, you know, Memorial Day, right? It's coming up. It's the unofficial start to summer. It's already hot, though, right? It's hot as balls.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Ugh.
And what do you have a heat-trapping mattress?
Yep.
Now is the time to get rid of it.
Yep.
Don't toss and turn all night. Don't pay a fortune for your AC bill, right? Sleep cool and comfortable like we do. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Get a Casper. It combines four layers of pressure-relieving foams for all-night comfort. It's like a bed lasagna of wonderful foam.
That's a weird reference.
It's a layered just comfort.
Are you
it's
hungry?
Softer under yes, it's softer under your shoulders and firmer under your hips for healthy alignment and extra support. Plus those breathable foams, they keep it cool all summer long. Casper has free shipping and return, so you'll be able to return your mattress after 100 nights risk-free. You try it in your own home. If you don't love it, boom, no questions asked, man. Sleep cool and comfortable every night like I do. Get a Casper. Do it, do it, do it. Go to Casper.com. You'll get 10% off any purchase with a mattress today through 5/28/2019. That's Casper.com to save 10% on any purchase. That includes a mattress. Additional fees may apply for Hawaii and Alaska. Sorry. See Casper.com/terms for additional terms and conditions. Limit one code per customer. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Casper.com. If you watch 60 Minutes and you own a home, you just got very nervous. I did. The FBI's former head of cyber crimes warned homeowners that foreign and domestic thieves can steal your home and do it all online. That's because home titles and mortgages are kept in databases that can be hacked. If you have equity in your home, here's how they get you. They simply forge their name onto your home's title, use your home as collateral to borrow cash, and stick you with the payments. And no bank or identity theft program protects you. You need Home Title Lock, America's leading title and mortgage guardian. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier around your home's title and mortgage. If cyber thieves tamper with it, we mobilize to help shut it down. You may already be a victim. Here's how to find out. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your free title scan and report. $100 value, free with sign up. Don't let cyber thieves steal your home. Go to HomeTitleLock.com like I did. That's HomeTitleLock.com. One more time, that's HomeTitleLock.com. Now back to you, Mr. President. We almost had something else in common. I thought you were almost going to get thrown off a Fox show, which I have. I thought you were going to get the hook because Booker fucked up.
Yeah.
They
did just this the whole other day.
Capitalism versus socialism. Here's Ben Glebe. He is a compassionate socialist. And you said, let me correct you. I said I'm a compassionate capitalist.
Damn right. That was a key part of my
pre-interview. The host literally said, where did our bookers go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
They had the whole segment. They had like graphics. They had the whole segment set up. They were like, wait, what now? I thought you were a socialist.
Yeah. And so I said, no, I'm a compassionate capitalist. I believe in the capitalist system. That's what our country is based on. But we also have socialist programs and we need them and we cannot be afraid of them.
Right.
And we are both of those things. And he goes, well, of course we have programs. We have certain programs, but we're a capitalist country. I said, but we're a blend. You admit that? He goes, I suppose we're sort of a blend. And I go, well, then why are you framing it with a huge graphic like it's capitalism versus socialism?
Right.
I was laughing because they did this whole thing and then they introduced you. Yeah. And you're like, no.
Don't fall into your predetermined narrative. Sorry about that.
That's why I stopped wanting to go on Fox News, because like they'd be like, well, the topic today is you're going to be the liberal that defends the liberal that shot a puppy in the head that was the 5-year-old was holding. And I'm like, okay, what time should I be there?
Yeah, you used to say that all the time. Then you got wise.
Yes,
but I love being able to call them out on it. That's why I don't get invited in there a lot. But I love being able to call them out on that. I was on Fox News also maybe a year ago, and they were talking about how Trump should be credited from the stock market gains of the week. And I'm like, you literally just blamed Obama for the drop the week before, and you're giving Trump the credit for the current week. You got to be at least one way or the other on that.
That's a great point, though, in the midst of them calling all of us socialists and, you know, are you a socialist? And do you think, like, your party's moving to socialism? You said, why is it framed as a battle between socialism versus capitalism when in reality we are partly capitalist and partly socialist?
100%.
Which is what, when they say, get your government hands off my Medicare or my Social Security, you're like, that's
laughable.
Right.
And how about further? You know who one of the biggest socialists right now is? Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Look at tariffs. That's not a free market principle.
Right. No.
Putting tariffs
on
products.
He's borrowing money from China to pay off farmers, to give them handouts.
Right.
So that, well,
to pay for the tariffs he's putting on. So it's a double socialist program. Let's give subsidies to farmers and let's put tariffs to affect the natural price of things.
And it's using the levers of government to affect the free market.
Right. And he's in favor of at least trying to control drug prices. Socialist.
Right.
Yeah. You said I define myself as a compassionate capitalist who's just not afraid of certain socialist programs.
Right. What are we so afraid of?
Boom, Fox News. Tell the graphics department to go back to work now.
And Lou Dobbs' head explodes.
No, that was a Stuart Varney impression he was
Stuart
doing.
Oh, Stuart Varney. Okay.
With his...
Yeah. Lou Dobbs is not British.
Oh.
Don't you love when you get lectured in a British accent as to what America should
do? It's wonderful. I was an outsider. I'd say, don't you think we're a compassionate country? Yeah, I do, Stuart.
What do you mean we, Kimo Sun?
Yeah. Who invited you? Build a wall.
Let's talk about your platform, Mr. President. Number one, stopping crybaby Trump, which if you could just stop his fucking incessant whining every day, just stopping that.
Yeah.
Did you see him in the Rose Garden this morning?
Oh, my God.
I heard some clips.
I mean.
I couldn't talk to them. I went in there and I said, I can't possibly work on infrastructure or helping the country in any way if you're going to investigate my crimes. You either investigate my crimes or I am president. One or the other, okay? I can't do both. I can't commit crimes and then also fix the country.
It's like the people, anyone that says to you, you're just a fucking guy that hosts a TV show.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you call that?
Yeah.
He goes, he already had the sign made in front of his podium. He goes into the meeting with and he goes, I can't work with you if you're going to investigate me. And no one else in the meeting said a word. And then he walks out to the Rose Garden
totally
where he already
pre-planned.
Has the sign.
Right, right. His lack of experience as a president is not the problem with him. In fact, the host of the game show isn't the problem. It's that he is an immoral, treasonous, horrible, self-interested only human being.
Yes.
It's not like he doesn't understand the conventions of government. Yeah. I would actually surround myself with the best people, not say it's the best people, and then have 19 of them in jail within 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, do words even have meaning anymore?
I just like your rejoiners here. Healthcare for everyone, because obviously.
Because obviously. Yes.
Modernizing our schools because it's our children. Hello.
Because it's our children. Hello. Yeah.
Not letting the robots take over.
Yes.
That I like.
That
right?
That's important.
Thank you. Why is it not a debate in our society even whether or not we want robots to replace humans and take over entire human workforces? Mm-hmm. Of course, automation will come in certain ways, in certain aspects, but we do not have to have all robot trucks on our roads unless we want that. Let's debate it.
Yeah.
Andrew Yang, whose whole campaign he's taken very seriously, is UBI. Let's give people $1,000 a month because the robots are coming. Well, these people don't make $12,000 a year. That does not replace their job. And he's like, I met with these CEOs and industry leaders, and I said to them, how many of you plan to replace your workforce with robots within the next 10 years? And they all laughed and raised their hands. So it's coming. No, you're running for president. You could stop it from coming.
Right.
So I'm not.
He's seen iRobot one too many times.
Exactly. So I'm not anti-technology. It can aid us.
Right.
It can help humans be more efficient. But to just blindly say we're going to let robots take over human jobs and then have mass unemployment in many industries, in retail and in trucking and in driving and in factories, that is insane. America's already become and been able to become the richest country in the world by paying people at least decent wages, not a living wage yet, but at least not slave sweatshop labor.
Right.
And we can become the richest. So why don't we also discuss maybe America should still be the beacon of hope for humanity.
Yeah.
America can still be the country that has people working at our jobs. When you go to the store, you can say hi to a human being.
Right.
And we can still be profitable. We've done it before. We can do it again.
Yeah.
And when we have to give certain jobs to automation, we make sure that those people have a soft landing and find jobs, not just, you're all fired, sorry, how about
retraining?
Have the companies that lay them off pay for the retraining?
Yep.
How about
somebody has to maintain those robots.
Right. You give people ownership in their own robot trucks. And so they can
That's
still
how you
be
trick
part.
The robots. Huh? Yeah. There's a job keeping you, keeping your parts working, buddy.
I was just reading this morning that the United States Postal Service is looking at robotic trucks to deliver all the packages that we're ordering from the robotic warehouses of Amazon.
Right. There'll be no people in jobs anymore. It is completely insane. Mm-hmm. So I am the only candidate talking about fighting for human workforces.
Yeah.
Everybody else just says, yes, we should give the future to the robots. I intentionally phrase these things on my website in ways that I hope everyday Americans can relate to and understand.
It grabs attention.
Grabs attention. Yeah. Don't let the robots take over. Have you ever seen any science fiction story ever? It does not end well.
It doesn't end well when the robots take over.
Okay, do we want America to be the first 2 minutes of every Terminator movie where it's just robot skulls
and Westworld?
Arnold Schwarzenegger naked asking for your clothes? I don't.
Westworld.
Freaky.
Consider this a divorce. and then they can melt into molten whatever and then reconstitute.
Right?
No, do we want that? No. Just when you think, right?
So I phrase it comedically because I'm a comedian, but it's a very serious point behind it that I would fight for.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come with me if you want. That's what you should do. You should do the rest of
Come with me.
Come in that voice. Come with me if you want to stay alive.
I'm the only one who can stop Donald Trump. I'm the best host of The Apprentice. I'm the best Apprentice host.
Consider that a divorce is from Total Recall. He wasn't a robot in that one.
Okay. That's true.
Sorry.
All right. I like Bentley. Come with me if you want to stay alive.
Come with me if you want to have a job.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Here's my favorite. Combine white-collar prisons and blue-collar prisons.
You better believe it.
That would be fun.
Do you know what they do to soft, bald, overweight Republicans in prison?
That would be fun. It would make the prison block on MSNBC a lot more interesting on the weekends.
Yes, it would.
And
it would
give Stephen Mnuchin something to
Stephen
look forward
Mnuchin
to.
Crying.
Lock up raw. Real raw. Yeah. Look, it's another example of how we completely classify. We have a class system and everything.
Yeah.
And we only let – we have a different set of rules for the ultra wealthy that control the game and have been taking a bigger and bigger piece of the pie that we all need to share.
Yeah.
And they gobble it up only for themselves. They commit – crimes, they steal people's life savings. They ruin people's lives, and somehow that's a crime deserving of being in a country club jail, and then someone sells weed in their neighborhood trying to put food on the table for their family, and they're in prison for life because it's their third time doing that?
Now, you have a student loan bailout. You will be competing with that guy that gave the commencement speech and said he was going to, the billionaire was going to pay off all
the Morehouse College guy.
Yeah, all the student debt of everyone in the audience.
Wow, that's pretty
Come
bold.
On.
It's a bold move.
That was the most popular commencement speech ever, right?
That's good for him. I hope he actually paid. But when we're able to bail out the banks who intentionally had predatory practices to try to hurt our country and hurt people that needed it, that needed the money, that needed the home, needed a chance to get on their feet to make the American dream happen for them, and we bail them out blindly, without even a plan to pay it back, we can bail out people that are drowning in debt and are literally our future.
Right.
And even back then, I spoke out about this when the bank bailouts happened, just to show you how the people in power, the traditional politicians, do not think outside of the box, do not think in a way that tries to prioritize people in any significant way, try to prioritize the working people in this country. They gave the banks a bailout of $700 billion, right? And they gave it to them with no qualifications, no plan to pay it back, and it was to solve this mortgage crisis. And they could have done one simple thing. The idea I had, I wrote an article in the Huffington Post about it at the time. They could have given them still that money, but had that money get to them by giving that money to the people who held the mortgages.
Yeah.
And then they just pay their mortgage with that bailout directly to the bank.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
The check goes just boom, boom to the people that own the home and then to the bank. The banks get the money, and it also counts as the mortgage payment for those people. No one even thought of it.
I like that kind of outside-the-box thinking.
We truly need somebody that's going to fight for regular people.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they were only thinking of the banks. They weren't thinking about the people who were hurt by the banks. Yeah.
And you could solve both at the same time.
Right.
I like this.
Very good idea.
I like this. Guns are cool. Kids are better.
Yeah. I like shooting
Seems
a gun.
Seems like an easy choice.
I'm probably going to get a gun soon.
Yeah.
I'm running for president. This is not something that doesn't make you enemies. Yeah.
You don't have a Secret Service detail yet?
I don't even have a body man yet. I came here in a lift.
I'll follow you and give you mints.
I would appreciate that. Right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because a lot of hot girls hang around you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be your body woman.
Yep. I'm down with that.
Yeah. I'll take the excess.
We take a bullet for me?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
I like
Listen,
that.
Listen, I did this for you. I ran for, right? With my
08? Yeah.
Right. Barry Goldwater's granddaughter. Goldwater Miller, family name, no skills, just like W. You and I, very competitive.
This is true.
Who you've been dating. Look at her.
Let me just say this, though. Granted, I myself have never held public office, but politics is in my blood. My great-great-grandfather is Bernie Sanders.
What?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Oh,
know
that's going to be awkward on the debate stage, right?
Okay.
I'll be like, not only
you'll be like,
do you grampy, not have a
grampy
plan?
Grampy, sorry, but
yeah. I'll be like, not only do you not have a plan to pay for all of these policies, but you gave me a $5 check for Hanukkah.
And that's cheap bastard.
Not cool. You're a millionaire now, Bernie.
That's right.
All right, and your last
1%.
Your last thing on your platform, treating all humans humanely. That's never going to fly. That's a non-starter.
Yeah,
that's
it's
ridiculous.
Insane how we just love to marginalize people and dehumanize people. We have borders that are porous at the moment, so we need to fix that.
Yeah,
we need to make sure we have better border security. We can do it in a humane way, and we can also still be the country that stands for American values, because if America's not going to have American values, then what country will?
Yeah, Ben Glebe, not for baby cages.
Not for baby cages.
We're just spitballing here.
I believe not only
fuck in Ben Glebe, fuck the robots.
Yeah, not only
in
cage-free eggs, but cage-free children. That is very important.
Yeah, cage-free children.
Part
Ben
of
Glebe,
my policy.
Cage-free children.
Yeah, children are raised a lot better if they're allowed to roam free and not kept in cages. Plus, it makes their meat softer, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's keep that real.
All right, Ben, here's my favorite thing. If you were the nominee, I will urge everyone to donate when you debate Donald Trump in Donald Trump's voice for the entire debate.
Oh, I make a pledge right now.
Okay.
If you guys give $1,
okay, Glebe, so he says
2020.com.
God bless you.
GLEIB2020.com. $1 or whatever you can afford, please. If you have more, it costs a lot of money to run these campaigns.
Okay.
When you get 65K donations, we get on the debate stage, I qualify. I get the nomination.
Yeah.
We get on the debate stage. I promise you, my pledge, I will do Donald Trump for Donald Trump.
Okay.
God bless the United States.
God bless the United States.
Yeah.
God bless the
whatever
United States.
Whatever he pronounces, mispronounces, you have to mispronounce too.
Being able to speak kind of germane to being president.
Yeah.
Donnie Wahlberg.
What was the word the other day, Travis? We forgot to grab that, didn't we? Oh, we have it? What is it?
Oranges.
Hang on. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. There's a lot of words in here.
Yeah.
Is that our dentures? Adversaries.
Hang on.
What?
Say again.
Our adversaries.
Adversaries?
That's our adversaries.
Our adversaries.
Yeah.
Vagina!
That was for China,
but it sounds like
vagina.
But you also like
vagina
a lot.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm a red-blooded American male.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
But let me say this. Can you picture anything more effective at defusing Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Spewing his bullshit in a debate.
Yeah.
And literally he says in the debate, like, this has been the biggest waste of taxpayer money, this witch hunt that is based on nothing,
no collusion.
And I reply, I'm like, let me just recap quickly what the president just said. Instead of talking about the problems of the country, he just said, this has been wah, 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 I'm a little baby boy. I mean, I win the debate right there.
Yeah.
Will make everyone laugh and realize the idiocy in this man.
Mr. President, you are a
disposition.
You're a fucking delight. Go give money. Get my friend on the debate stage.
Yes,
it will be hilarious and entertaining. And I watched your whole thing and I was like, oh, he's not just kidding around. He's really smart and has some great ideas. And he's serious about this.
Thank you, Stephanie. Glebe2020.com, $1 or whatever you can afford so we can keep hiring staffers. We can keep expanding a ground game around the country. We only have a few weeks left to qualify for the debate. So, Do we have a democracy or not? Let's take our democracy back. It's $1 for your democracy.
Let's do it,
for
people.
$1.
If all of your followers on Twitter donate $1.
Yes, then God bless America. And
God bless the United States.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. We get our podcast listeners, if they all donate money.
Let's do this. Blow this
up.
This.
Come on.
Ben Glebe for president.
Stephanie has called you to action.
I have.
Do you care?
Sexy liberal army. Where's my conch?
Are you a sexy liberal or not?
Sexy liberal army. Symbol. Ben Glebe for president.
I love that.
I love you.
I love you too.
When are we
Stephanie?
Going cruising for hot chicks together? Yeah.
Well, I have
you know
a girlfriend
how we do.
Now. So.
Yeah, yes,
you
yes,
do?
Girlfriend.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I actually met her.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, you did.
I right, did.
Well, we had a great weekend together.
She's got some friends.
Me,
I'm
my lady, and Chris.
Went bowling.
Bowling.
I love you, Mr.
Beach
President.
Boys. I love you too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being had.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you. Happy hour.